This is John Batchelor, a conversation with my colleague Gregory Copley about the news that King Charles and Queen Camilla will travel to Rome and to the Vatican in the early days of April to sit with the Pope, to visit the Pope. Gregory here identifies the caveat why that ordinarily wouldn't be all wisdom. But then again, the King Charles has a program that used to be called ecumenical, reaching out to all sects in his realms. The king is seeking peace and meeting with the Pope, who's been ill and can't travel, is peaceful. Here's Gregory to explain. Remember, the Church of England left the Roman Catholic Church in the 16th century, and here in the 21st century, it is good for them to be together. Charles is the head of the Church of England, and Francis is the head of the Roman Catholic Church. More of this tonight.
It is, and it's a very sensitive issue because there's no question of the Anglican Church surrendering its sovereignty to the Catholic Church. It's a risk, if you like, for King Charles to visit Pope Francis on this occasion, but because the Pope has been ill, and there's no question of the Pope coming to London at this particular time. So Charles goes to visit him, and it does actually start to bring about greater ecumenical cooperation. The king has been working on this, not just with the Catholic Church, but with Muslim and other Christian sects and with the Jewish faith over the last few months, basically to get a more coherent and optimistic approach to the wars in the Middle East, particularly the current Palestinian or Hamas conflict with Israel. And that seems to have been very, very positive. It's toned down to a large extent a lot of the pro-Palestinian protests and violence that we've seen throughout Western Europe.